leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Zebulon, North Carolina. We're here at Five County Stadium for game one of six between your Delmarva Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds coming off of a stellar series last week against the Salem Red Sox. Shorebirds managed to end up taking that series 4-2 as they swept the Sunday doubleheader against the Red Sox. 2 1-run wins, both coming down to the final play of the game. Shorebirds taking game one back on Sunday 2-1 and then walking it off in game two with a 1-0 win over the Red Sox. The Shorebirds, 4 wins last week, all 4-1-run. 3 of them walk-off victories as well. They have 4 walk-offs on the season, all of them against the Salem Red Sox. So the Shorebirds come in flying high today. They are without, though, the main star of the show the past month for Delmarva, Heston Kerstad. Heston earned his promotion to High A Aberdeen. We wish Heston all the best in his future endeavors here. We have no doubt that he will be playing in Camden Yards sometime in the very near future. Kerstad finishes his time with Shorebirds, hitting .463 OPS, way over 1,000 as well, as he was certainly the bright spark the Shorebirds needed in their offense. Sad to see him go, but very happy for what the rest of the season holds for Heston Kerstad after a very long-awaited debut here this season. Shorebirds come into today at 26-54 season. They are 5-10 here in the second half. The Carolina Mudcats, Shorebirds taking them on for the first time this season. Mudcats are 6-9 with a 40-41 overall record on the season. Starting pitching matchup tonight's Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds. He'll be going up against Miguel Segura on the mound for Carolina. Like we were talking about, the Shorebirds with a couple of walk-off wins last week, 2 or 3 total in the series, 1 back on Sunday. The hero on Sunday was none other than Noelbert Romero. Got a chance to catch up with Noelbert prior to today's game. So I'll go ahead, step aside, and let the star of the show, the hero from Sunday, Noelbert Romero, take center stage as he joins us here on the Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by the hero of game two of Sunday, Noelbert Romero. Noelbert, you won the game for the Shorebirds with an RBI single, scoring Frederick Benkozme from second. You guys swept that doubleheader from the Red Sox. Going into that at bat, we talked about right before at the start of this interview that Benkozme had doubled on the first pitch of the inning, and then you take the second pitch of the inning and end up winning the game. How did you get yourself ready in the box knowing that, hey, this first pitch is good, I could win the game here?
Yes, thank you, Sam, for the interview. That was exciting. That was unbelievable. The Monday was walk-off, but that was a really walk-off. And I was ready for that second pitch because he don't have more pitch than two. He just have 2 pitches, and I was ready for that sinker, and I hit the ball for the middle, and that was so funny. That was good.
And you brought up the Monday walk-off win on the July 4th game. What did you learn? Because obviously you were the one who, you know, got that play started on Monday where Martinez ends up scampering home from third to score and win the game. But did you feel like you learned anything from that at-bat on Monday that you felt helped you to win the game on Sunday?
Yes. In the Monday, I was like my swings for bomb, you know, for hit a home run, and that not help me. And the Sunday just put the ball on play, hit the ball hard, land drive, and that was the key.
You guys had 3 walk-off wins this past week against Salem. You won every game just by 1 run as well. What do you think helped you guys to get so many close wins this past week?
The momentum. I think when we have a straight win, more motivation, more working hard, you know, the energy is more it's better, you know, the energy. And that was the key, you know.
And there were so many close plays on Sunday, even prior to you getting the hit to win the game. Think back to game one, the play to end the game. What's it been like here this past week for the Shorebirds team? One run win after one run win. I gotta imagine this has been a lot of fun.
Yes, a lot of fun. That's the situation that we want to play every single game, because when the situation is like down by one or win by one, you know, it's more intention. It's like a lie, this game, a lie. We need win, we need war, we need keep fighting, and that's it. You know, it's so fun. That's the best part of the game, when the game is like close.
And taking kind of a bigger picture look here, overall in the season for you, we talked about it after you hit your seventh home run a couple of weeks ago now. You've really come into your own at the plate with a lot of power. You've already doubled your home run total from last year. What do you think has allowed you to tap in more to your power at the plate this year?
I think it's just work hard, you know? And made a couple adjustments. The adjustment was be in control and hit the ball hard. Not a lot of movement. It's just be relaxed. Try to hit a good pitch, and that's it. That was it.
Well, Noel Burke, congrats again on the walk-off win on Sunday, and thanks for your time here today.
Thank you.
We'll be back in the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Helter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Zebulon, North Carolina. We're here at Five County Stadium. It's time for first pitch between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Sam Jelinek here with you on a pretty beautiful Tuesday evening here just outside the Triangle in North Carolina. Shorebirds and Mudcats starting a six-game series. Shorebirds taking on Carolina for the first time this season, riding a three-game winning streak, trying to push it out to four for just the second time this year. Delmarva now at 26-54, 5-10 on the season after their second series win of the season last week against the Salem Red Sox, taking 4 out of 6. Carolina, they come in on a five-game losing streak, 40-41, 6-9 here in the second half.
They just dropped five straight to the Kannapolis Cannonballers after winning last Tuesday. So they've gone exactly 1 week without a win, and the Shorebirds will try to make it a week and a day without tasting victory for the Mudcats. Never gotten pressed down to Motor Group starting lineups in the pregame show, so let's get them to you now. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's in center. Elio Prado is the DH, batting second. Frederick Ben-Cosme bats third place shortstop. Isaac De Leon is the third baseman, batting fourth. Trenton Craig is out in left field. He'll bat fifth. And Albert Romero, the second baseman, hits sixth. Steven Acevedo is out in right field, batting seventh. Roberto Martinez over at first base, he bats eighth. And Wilkin Grullon does the catching, batting ninth, rounding it out for Connor Grady, getting the start for the Shorebirds here tonight. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Carolina Mudcats. Sentry Mendez leads it off. He is in right field. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, hits second. Jefferson Caro, the catcher, hits third. Jackson Chorio in center field is the cleanup man, followed by Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Hedbert Perez is out in left field, batting sixth. Jose Cibrian, the DH, bats seventh. Jesus Chirinos plays first and hits eighth, with familiar face Gene Carmona batting ninth and playing third for the Mudcats, with Miguel Segura on the mound for Carolina. Segura getting the start here today. Comes in with a 2-1 record, a 4.11 ERA, making his ninth start, 17th appearance overall. 20 years old, out of Maracay, Venezuela. 6'1", 160, right-handed pitcher. Works from extreme third base side of the rubber. Starts from the stretch with nobody on, now into a windup. Here's his first pitch to Luis Valdez, and he swings and chops it on the ground up the middle. Second baseman Robbie surrounds it and throws over to first to retire Valdez for the first out of the game. One pitch, one out, a good start for Miguel Segura. So Valdez retired on the first pitch of the game. That brings up Elio Prado. Prado hitting .210 through 23 games, .585 OPS. No homers and eight driven in. Here's the pitch. Fastball is down the middle, belt high for strike one. Mudcats in their home whites here on Tuesday evening. Mudcats in red across the chest, outlined in black, the pitch. Prado takes another fastball just outside, and the count's even at one. White pants for Carolina. Black piping up the side, the 1-1. Prado takes, fastball, letter high inside corner. And the count's 1-2. Shorebirds in their alternate orange uniforms. 1-2. Prado takes, breaking ball down and away. And the count's even at 2. Shorebirds in black across the front of the orange jersey. Outlined in white. Black numbers on the back. Same outline in white. The pitch. Prado swings, chops it off his foot. Foul ball in the box. And the count stays even at 2-2. Defensive alignment for the Mudcats. It's Hedbert Perez in left, Jackson Chorio in center. 2-2 pitch. Prado takes up high, and the count's full. Hendry Mendez is out in right. Gene Carmona at third. Eduardo Garcia at short. Zach Robbie at second. Jesus Chirinos is at first, and Jefferson Caro does the catching. The pitch. Prado takes high, ball four. Segura walks in. Second batter of the game on base, and the Shorebirds have a man at first with one away for Frederick Ben-Cosme. Ben-Cosme with another multi-hit game in game two of the doubleheader back on Sunday. Went 2-for-3, a double in the seventh, then came in to score on Noelbert Romero's game-winning single. Stretch and the pitch, and Ben-Cosme swings and drives it in the air to right center field. He'll stay in the yard, though, and the center fielder Chorio into the gap. Calls off the right fielder Mendez and puts it away. Have a little conversation between the two as they nearly collided. Chorio, a late call off of Mendez. And there's two away here in the first. So brings up Isaac De Leon with Prado still over at first base. 2 outs, top of the first, scoreless game. Segura set at the belt, the pitch. De Leon takes a fastball, a little up and away. For ball one, calling balls and strikes here tonight is Charlie Welling. Jalen Goodman, his crewmate out in the field. Prado, standard size lead at first. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes down and away for ball two. Isaac coming into today with his average still hovering just below 200. 199, 689 OPS, 5 homers and 34 driven in. Open stance from the right side. Segura the righty set, now the pitch. And De Leon tries to check his swing. They'll appeal out to second. Goodman says he held up in time. Breaking ball down the dirt, and the count's 3-0. So 3-0 on De Leon. Shadows covering home plate right now. The rest of the field in sunshine. Flags blowing out towards center of the pitch. Fastball misses down and away, and Segura walks his second of the inning. First and second with two away now for Trendon Craig.
The left fielder, Trendon Craig.
Segura coming into today in 57 innings, had walked 49, struck out 51. It's a slight miracle. His ERA is only at 4.11. Giving up just 42 hits, though. First and second, 2 outs for Craig. Another right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and misses for strike one. Fastball down and in. Craig hitting 232 on the season. 2 homers, 22 driven in. High black socks, orange and black batting gloves, the pitch. Craig takes just a little high for ball one. Craig turned 22 yesterday on July the 11th. Got to celebrate with a bus ride down here to North Carolina. Trying to give himself a little bit of a late birthday gift here. First and second, 2 outs, no score in the first. The pitch. And Craig cracks it on the ground through the hole left side of base hit. Getting the wave around third at first was Prado, but now he's held up as the throw in gets by the third baseman, Carmona, but backed up by the catcher, Caro. Base hit for Trendon Craig into left loads the bases, here with two away for Noelbert Romero.
The second baseman, Noelbert Romero.
Romero playing second base here today for the Shorebirds, batting sixth. Base is loaded, 2 outs, top of the first. Shorebirds trying to strike first. Romero hitting 228 on the season, 660 OPS. First pitch. Romero takes just a little high for ball one. Romero was the hero back on Sunday for the Shorebirds. Talked about in the pregame interview. RBI single to left, winning it for the Shorebirds. Right-handed batter, the pitch. And he swings and fouls it back, pitch up at his eyes. 1-1. It was a really good series last week for Romero against the Red Sox, his former club, originally signed by Boston back in 2018. The pitch. Romero fouls another one back, up in the zone. 2-2. Romero wins 6-for-20 against Salem, now on a 6-game hitting streak, 7 for his last 25. Base is loaded, 2 outs, top of the first. Here's the pitch, and Romero hits a chopper out towards short on the third hop. Shortstop has it, flips to second for the force out. Garcia able to flip to Robbie for the force, retiring Craig and ending the inning as the Shorebirds strand the bases loaded. On to the last of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Carolina coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first here from Zebulon. Delmarva nothing, and Carolina coming to bat for the first time against Connor Grady. Grady coming in with a 3-6 record, 6.40 ERA. The righty into his winds. First pitch to Hendry Mendez. Fastball and misses down and away for ball one. Grady 6'2", 205, 23 years old. First base out of the rubber. He rocks and deals, and Mendez breaks his bat on a two-hopper out to second. Right at Romero. Gloves the belt, throws to first. Retires Mendez for the first out here in the bottom of the first. Grady in 52 and a third innings now, has struck out 53, walked 24. 65 hits. He's given him 50 runs, 37 earned, 6 homers as well. Coming off of a tough luck loss his last time out against the Salem Red Sox last Wednesday. The pitch, Zach Robbie swings and smashes it out of play, right field side. No balls in the strike. Robbie from the right side, second baseman for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch. Swings and fouls it back. It's quickly 0-2. Grady gave up 3 runs over 5 innings to Salem. 2 walks, struck out 7. Had a little bit of a hiccup in the second and third innings where he allowed all of his runs. The pitch. Fastball misses high, 1-2. But then actually retired the final 8 that he saw in the game. Tied a career high as well with the 7 strikeouts. 1-2 on Robbie. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Robbie comes into today hitting 232, 658 OPS. No homers, 20 driven in. It's the 2-2 is a breaking ball called strike 3. Top of the zone, Robbie can't pull the trigger. And Connor Grady, 2 up, 2 down. So he gets Robbie looking here for the second out in the first. Brings up the catcher, Jefferson Caro. Defensive alignment for the Shorebirds, it's Trenton Craig in left, Luis Valdez in center. Steven Acevedo is in right. Grady into his wind, his pitch to Caro. Fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Isaac De Leon's at third, Frederick Ben-Cosme at shortstop, and Albert Romero at second. Here's the pitch. Caro swings and misses, breaking ball down the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. Roberto Martinez plays first with Wilkin Grullon doing the catching for Connor Grady on the mound. Caro from the right side, the 1-1. He swings and tips it to the backstop. And Grady ahead in the count now, 1-2. Caro doing the catching, hitting 257 on the season, 720 OPS. 6 homers, 33 driven in. The pitch, it's cut on and missed. Down and in, foul tip held onto by Grullon. And Connor Grady with a 1-2-3 first, very efficient. Takes him just 9 pitches to get through the frame, strikes out. The final 2. On to the second, no score after 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Are you a local hero?
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy.
enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second here from Zebulon. It's the Shorebirds nothing and the Mudcats nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday evening from North Carolina. Both teams go down scoreless in the first. Could have been more different, though. Shorebirds left them loaded. Mudcats win down 1-2-3. Steven Acevedo leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the second. 7-8-9 due up against Miguel Segura. Walked 2 in the first inning, also gave up a hit. Right-on-right matchup here to begin the frame. Segura the rock, here's the pitch. Acevedo out in front, swings and misses through a pitch up and in. Strike one. Acevedo playing in his 15th game with the Shorebirds here today. The pitch. He swings and hits it high in the air to shallow right center. Second baseman Robbie out, still meandering out, and he makes the catch over the shoulder. Sprinting out towards basically medium deep right center. Center fielder and right fielder were nowhere to be found. And Robbie, a pretty spectacular play. Drilled that one in, but made it look routine. So Acevedo retired. That brings up Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter batting left. He swings at the first pitch. It's a hard smash towards second. Robbie to his left, dives, blocks it, picks it up, throws to first, and Martinez is able to beat it. Imagine this will probably be scored a single for Martinez. As Robbie, after having to race into right center play prior, he's probably still trying to catch his breath, had to then dive to his left, knocked it down, kept it in front, and ooh, they're giving Robbie an error on that. That is a tough scoring play. Brings up Wilkin Grullón hitting 9. First pitch. Grullón rips it to third, knocked down by the third baseman Carmona with his chest, picks it up, throws to first, and retires Grullón for the second out in the inning. Oh, Carmona took that one straight off the chest. Came off his glove first. Either way, that takes a lot to step in front of a hard smash like that. Grullón retired. Martinez goes to second. Two away in the inning, and the lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. Valdez grounded to second on the game's first pitch, and the pitch home. This is down low for ball one. Scoreless game, top of the second here from Zebulon. Luis Valdez at the plate. Roberto Martinez at second. Valdez switch hitter batting left. Now at 268 on the season. Here's the pitch. Valdez swings and fouls it back to the top of the net. One ball, one strike. Valdez had a very productive doubleheader against Salem. Stole 4 bases, tying franchise record as Segura steps off and will reset here. 4 stolen bases, tying a franchise record, last done back in 2018 by Kirvin Mesquite. The pitch. Valdez takes off the outside corner, 2-1. More impressive thing for Valdez, though, is that he did it in just 6.5 innings. Game one of a doubleheader that the Shorebirds won, never got a chance to hit in the bottom of the seventh. And at second, 2 outs, here's the pitch. Valdez takes, just a little off the outside edge again. 3 balls and a strike on deck. Elio Prado, he walked his first time up. Shorebirds and Mudcats scoreless here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. And Valdez swings and floats it out towards left center. Long run for Churio. The center fielder won't get there. It lands in the alley. He has trouble picking it up. Valdez around second, making his way for third. Here's the relay throw. It's not in time. Luis Valdez able to take an extra base on Jackson Churio as he drops the ball out in left center. An RBI double for Valdez. Martinez scores. And the Shorebirds grab a 1-0 lead here in the second. Big left center field gap for Valdez there, and he just takes advantage of it. smashing it out into left center for a base hit. First pitch to Elio Prado is high for ball one. It's now Delmarva one, Carolina nothing on Valdez's double, takes third on the error, second error of the inning for the Mudcats. The pitch, Prado takes high, up and in again, 2-0. Prado walked his first time up. Right-handed batter. Segura, the righty, deals home. And Prado lines it out towards short. A leap by Garcia, and he comes down with it. Shortstop went up the ladder and steals an RBI single away from Elio Prado. But the Shorebirds do get on the board first. RBI double for Luis Valdez. On to the bottom of the second. It's Delmarva 1 and Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national past at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
It's a 1-0 lead for the Shorebirds as we go to the bottom of the second here from Zebulon. Luis Valdez with an RBI double for Delmarva, giving them a 1-0 cushion here early on. 4-5 and 6-2 up for the Mudcats after Connor Grady retired the side in order in the first, striking out the final two. First man they'll face is Jackson Churio, top prospect in the Brewers system. First pitch from Grady to him is a high chopper down the third base line. De Leon was able to snare it, but it's a foul ball. So strike one on Churio. Mudcats have been uber aggressive on Grady here early. Got through the first inning on just 10 pitches. Churio hitting 320, the pitch. It's down and away for ball one. 320 average, 12 homers, 44 driven in. Here's the pitch. Churio takes on the outside black, 1-2. And did I mention yet that he's still just 18? Turned 18 prior to the start of this season. Right-handed batter, spread out stance. Here's the pitch. Takes up high, 2-2. Came into the season more as a top five prospect for the Brewers, but has now firmly entrenched himself as the top prospect now in Milwaukee's system. The pitch, breaking ball down and away, able to lay off and the count's full. Grady trying to strike out three in a row. Churio leading off the bottom of the second, the pitch. And Churio swings and misses, breaking ball down. Grady gets him. Third straight strikeout, and there's one away here in the second. Brings up the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Garcia playing shortstop today for the Mudcats, hitting 265. 716 OPS, and the right-handed batter takes a fastball outside for ball one. Eight homers, 41 driven in for Garcia. Out of Venezuela, the 1-0. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. One ball, one strike. Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing here in the bottom of the second. Nobody on for Garcia. Grady from the first base side of the rubber fires home, and Garcia hits a flare into left. Left fielder Craig comes in a couple of steps, puts away the fly ball with ease, and there's two away here in the second. Five up, five down for Connor Grady to begin his night. Brings up the right fielder, Hedbert Perez. 10 homers, 35 driven in for the 19-year-old. Hitting 212, 652 OPS. Left-handed batter, here's the pitch. And Perez, it's a chopper to second, backing up on it. Romero gloves in the third, Hump throws to first. Retires Perez, and Connor Grady through the first two innings, just 20 pitches, has seen six, and now retired six. On to the third, it's Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league! Oh, I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride Hat Giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis Bobblehead Giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's Fireworks and Hawaiian Shirt Giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the third here from Carolina, it's the Shorebirds 1 and the Mudcats nothing. Frederick Ben-Cosme leads it off for Delmarva, 3-4 and 5 to up against Miguel Segura. Righty into his wind, his first pitch to Ben-Cosme is grounded foul down the first base side for strike one. Ben-Cosme flat out to deep right center his first time up. Shorebirds have been seeing Segura pretty well here through the first two innings. The pitch, Ben-Cosme swings and drives into the air out to deep right. Mendez going back, settling up in front of the warning track, though. He's able to put it away for the first out here in the third. So one up, one down for Segura here in the third. Through the first two and a third innings now, he's given up two hits, one run. Hasn't struck anybody out, though. Pitch to Isaac De Leon. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. De Leon walked his first time up. Shorebirds had the bases loaded in the first, but couldn't push anything across. The pitch. De Leon lines it down the left field line, but that's a foul ball. So 0-2 on De Leon. One out, nobody on for Delmarva here in the third, sporting a 1-0 lead, trying to win their fourth game in a row. The pitch. De Leon cracks it high in the air out to deep left center. Chorio back into the alley, feeling his way onto the warning track, puts it away right in front of the wall. The center fielder has just enough room to make the play. And there's two away here in the third. So two up, two down for Segura. Two deep fly balls, one to right, one to left center. That brings up Trenton Craig, who singled his first time up. Shorebirds 1, Mudcats nothing. Top of the third, the pitch home. Craig swings and rolls it foul down the third base side. Nice shorthand scoop by the third base coach and manager for the Birds, Felipe Rojas Jr. 0-1 on Craig. Here's the pitch. He swings and rifles one through the whole left side again and on into left for a base hit, the same spot that Craig hit a single through his first time up. He does it again for a two-out single here in the third.
The second baseman, Norbert Romero.
Craig now 2-for-2. And he's starting to turn a corner here in July. It's been a pretty cold month for him, hitting under 200. Came after a scorching hot June where he hit above 310. So 2 outs and a man at first for Noelbert Romero. Romero had the bases loaded his first time up, but grounded into a fielder's choice to end the threat back in the first. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. And Romero takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Shorebirds 1, Mudcats nothing, top of the third. Shorebirds kicking off a 6-game road trip here today. Take them into the All-Star break. Throw over to first, and Craig back in with a dive. Shorebirds still have a good amount of ground to make up here in the second half standings. Right now, 8 games back, but no longer all alone in the cellar. 1-0, Craig runs from first, and Romero swings and hits it high in the air out to left center field. Chorio back into the gap, the center fielder in the alley is able to make the catch, put it away for the final out here in the third. Shorebirds with 3 deep flyouts here in the frame, sandwiched around a single. Shorebirds leave a man aboard onto the bottom of the third. It's Delmarva 1, Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What do you mean? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Two and a half innings in the books between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. It's the Shorebirds 1 and the Mudcats nothing. Connor Grady has seen 6 batters so far tonight and retired all 6, striking out 3 of them. It's Connor really just trying to turn a new leaf here in the season. It seems like every time he posts one good start, another start comes around that really just kicks him right in the teeth. Gave up 3 runs his last time out over 5 innings was his second straight loss, but he was far better than his start prior when he lasted just 2 innings. Jose Cibrian leads it off for the Mudcats here in the third, and the first pitch from Grady is a fastball into the knees for a strike 1. Cibrian DHing and hitting 7th for the Mudcats here tonight. Grady, the righty, into his wind the pitch, and Cibrian gets under one and skies it out to deep left center. Outfielders converge to the center fielder Valdez to take command and put it away in front of the warning track for the first out here in the third. And this is really when Grady is at his best. Grady has been able to get quite a few swings and misses so far tonight, but a lot of contact, a lot of weak contact, or if it's fly balls, a lot of fly balls that have a lot of hang time. Gives outfielders a chance to get under them. Here's Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. First pitch from Grady misses down and away for ball 1. 1 out, nobody on for Chirino, sitting 206 on the season, of 551 OPS. Kicking the pitch. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. Chirino is not a fan of that call. He thought it was low. Chirinos will be turning 21 in just a week and a half. The pitch. He swings and pounds it into the ground down the third baseline. Foul ball. 1-2. 3 homers, 27 driven in for Chirinos, padding with 1 out and nobody on here in the last of the third. Shorebirds 1, Mudcats nothing. 1-2. Chirinos takes just outside. Good pitch by Grady, nearly coaxed the swing out of Chirinos. 2-2. The wind and the pitch. Fastball misses high, 3-2. Grady has walked 2 batters each of his prior 2 times out. It was that good start against Lynchburg where we thought yet again maybe Grady was going to finally turn it on. The 3-2 swung on and belted deep left field. Craig going back, looking up at the wall, and it's gone. Jesus Chirinos takes a hanging 3-2 slider and belts it over the wall and left, his fourth homer of the season. And after Grady retired the first seven of the game, his first mistake is punished. And Carolina ties it at one here in the third.
When I get to save it all with Mosquito Shield, call them to your mosquito tick problem. You can light it better outside. And that extra base hit.
First homer that Grady has allowed since back on June the 11th, so literally just a month and a day later. That last homer was a Logan Cerny grand slam. Here's Gene Carmona, switch hitter, batting left. And the first pitch from Grady is a breaking ball down in the dirt for ball one. So now tied at one as the former Shorebird Carmona digs in. Open stance, the pitch. Fastball on the outside black, 1-1. Carmona with Mudcats this season, playing his 21st game. One homer, four driven in. Here's the pitch. He swings, hits it off the end of the bat on the ground up the middle. On the backhand, the second baseman Romero Fields throws to first and gets Carmona for the second out here in the third. So a nice bounce back for Grady there. And the lineup flips the top. And Henry Mendez, the leadoff man, grounded to second his first time up. It's now Delmarva 1 and Carolina 1. The pitch to Mendez misses down and away for ball 1. Mendez hitting 234 in the season. The pitch. Fastball just off the plate, down and away. 2-0. Mendez with 3 homers and 26 driven in. The pitch. Swung on and dribbled to the backstop way out in front. Grady back in the count at 2-1. First base out of the rubber for Connor. High Black Sox. Into his wind the pitch. Swung on and pounded into the ground to second. Romero backing up on it. Fields and the second baseman flips to first to retire Mendez and end the inning. But Jesus Chirinos with a solo homer out to left ties us up. On to the fourth. It's 1-1 between the Shorebirds and Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for game nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
Or late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats, moving to the top of the fourth here from Five County Stadium. Shorebirds sending 7-8-9 to the plate against Miguel Segura. Segura hasn't struck anybody out at this point. Walked two back in the first, given up 3 hits as well. First pitch to Steven Acevedo, misses outside for ball one. Shadows now covering all of home plate, nearly stretching out to the mound. As when Segura actually starts his wind, the 1-0, Acevedo swings and misses 1-1. He's actually in shadows thanks to the light tower up on the third base side, but as he throws home, he comes out of the dark and into the light. 1-1. Acevedo checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says Jalen Goodman. 2-1. Acevedo popped out to second his first time up. Was a heck of a play by Zach Robbie out in right center field, racing after it. 2-1. Acevedo, a chopper back the middle to his left. The shortstop Garcia fields, flings to first, and retires Acevedo for the first out here in the fourth. Shorebirds making their second ever trip to Zebulon here today. Shorebirds came to Five County Stadium back in September of 2021 last year. I remember that series well. Shorebirds had a big series win. First pitch to Roberto Martinez. He swings and fouls it off himself in the box for strike one. One out, nobody on for Martinez. Batting eighth. Switch hitter from the left side. Reached on an error and scored his first time up. 0-1. Martinez swings and misses out in front of a changeup. It's 0-2. And the meeting between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats last September was their second ever meeting. Carolina had come up north for a series back in May. 0-2, misses high, 1-2. And it would have seemed relatively improbable for these two teams to meet up. If you go back to the Shorebirds' inception back in 1996, the pitch. Martinez hits one high in the air out to deep left. Perez going back, looks up at the wall. It's off the wall. On a bare hand, Perez has it on a hop, fires it into second. But Martinez already there with a stand-up double. Plays wall ball with the left field fence. Has himself a two-base hit. For Martinez, it's his third double of the season. When the Shorebirds first came into existence, the Mudcats were still actually a double-A team in the Southern League, affiliate of the Marlins. And as time has worn on, the Mudcats have consistently been knocked down a rung. First pitch to Wilkin Grullón is a breaking ball up and away. Ball one. Carolina eventually getting pushed down to the Carolina League, the high A version of it. They've been a Brewers affiliate since 2017. But then in the realignment of 2020, the pitch, Grullón, a half-hearted hack at a breaking ball down and away. One ball and one strike. Carolina was again knocked down, this time all the way to single A, staying as a Brewers affiliate, but still somehow in the Carolina League again. 1-1. Grullón takes in the dirt. Nice block by Jefferson Caro, the catcher. 2-1. Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at one here in the top of the fourth. Birds with a runner in scoring position out at second. That's Martinez. Grullón at the plate, hit a hot smash to third his first time up that was knocked down by Carmona, able to retire him at first. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. And Grullón, a chopper back over the mound, charging in the shortstop. Garcia gloves, throws on the run, and gets Grullón a nice play by Eduardo Garcia. So he ends up nearly at the third baseline. That was how much his momentum was taking him in. Over to third goes Martinez. Grullón retired at first. The lineup flips the top for Luis Valdez. Another two-out run-scoring opportunity for him. Valdez with an RBI double his last time up the pitch. Misses outside for ball one. Tied at one, top of the fourth. Valdez split left center field alley for a double his last time up, scoring Martinez with two outs back in the second. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes just outside. 2-0. Valdez, after a rough stretch to open the season, hit under 200 in April, hit over 300 in June, and now again here in July, hitting above 300. The pitch. Valdez cracks it in the air, out to right, coming in the right fielder. Mendez able to spear the liner towards the line as Valdez hit it on the screws, but it hangs up long enough for Mendez to put it away and strand a man at third here in the fourth for the Shorebirds. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Delmarva 1 and Carolina 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Just texting him, I'm just posting a story. I'm just changing the song. I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Game one of this six-game series. Zach Robbie leads it off for Carolina. 2-3-4 due up against Connor Grady as Grady's first pitch of the inning misses down and away for ball one. Grady struck out this part of the order his first time through. His only three strikeouts of the game, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Grady has nearly been perfect thus far. He's allowed just one hit and one run. That was Jesus Chirinos' solo homer last inning. The pitch. Robbie, a chopper back to the mound. It's speared by Grady. He'll underhand it to Martinez at first for the first out here in the inning. Field your position, Connor Grady. Chopper back to him. Reached on the backhand, able to snare it. And there's one away here in the fourth. Brings up the catcher, Jefferson Caro. Grady has made quick work of the Mudcats to this point. Grady winds and fires, and Caro swings and misses for strike one. Grady right now at just 37 pitches through 3 1/3. And check that. Not a swing and a miss for Caro. It's catcher's interference. And hopefully this doesn't throw Grady off his rhythm. Tough break for the Shorebirds there, as I didn't hear Caro's bat actually hit Grujon's mitt. That brings up Jackson Churio. Churio struck out his first time up, and the first pitch from Grady to him is down in the dirt for ball one. Churio, now a top 100 prospect by basically every single outlet out there. Top 50 as well, the pitch. Churio takes down and away for ball two. Was just selected to participate in the MLB All-Stars Futures game here in a couple of weeks. It'll actually be this upcoming Monday, I believe. So luckily for the Shorebirds. So here's the 2-0. Churio takes a fastball on the outside corner, 2-1. Churio will actually have to leave early. Right now, Mudcats are thinking they'll be without him probably for the final three games of the series. Right-handed batter, man at first, the pitch, and Churio launches one foul and out of play down the right field line, and the count's 2-2. Grady was able to strike out Churio his first time up, as that's still the relative one small gap in Churio's game at this level. He does strike out a good bit. The pitch, breaking ball down and away. Grujon tries to pick it on the backhand. It caroms off his shin guard up the first baseline. And up to second on the wild pitch goes Caro. It's something that I've noticed Shorebirds catchers here over the past couple of months have been doing with increasing frequency, and it has become frustrating to Shorebirds pitchers, is trying to pick balls in the dirt on the backhand. Why Grujon tried for that ball on the backhand as opposed to blocking with his chest is a mystery. And it gives Caro to second without a play. So 3-2 on Churio. Here's the pitch. Swung on and chopped to third. To his left, De Leon gloves, throws in the run, and gets Churio by a mile for the second out of the inning, staying at second, Caro. Now with two away and Eduardo Garcia coming to the plate.
The
So now the shortstop, Eduardo Garcia, he flat out to left his first time up. Batting from the right side, hitting 265 the pitch. It's down and away for ball one. Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at one here in the last of the four. Shorebirds stranded a runner in scoring position in their top of inning. Grady's trying to do the same for the Mudcats here in the bottom half. Grady looks to second the pitch. Fastball spins in on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Flags blowing straight out to center right now. Five County Stadium can play a little bit small at times. Depends on the weather, the pitch. It's down and away for ball two. For the most part, notice the ballpark is covered by about a 25, 30-foot high wall. Except in left center and then down the right field line where it drops to about 10. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Down with a breaking ball down. Counts even at two. But otherwise, a very picturesque, what used to be a double-A park. Tiered level, second-level seating. Rather cavernous park when you're actually talking about the fan experience. The 2-2. It's down in the dirt. Gets away to Grullion's left. Taking off for third goes Caro. Here's the throw. It's not in time. And Caro able to slide in, taking another 90 feet on a wild pitch. Grullion unable to block the baseball and keep it within arm's reach. So two wild pitches in the inning. Man at third, two outs for Garcia. The count now full. Grady gets his sign, comes ready the bell. Short leg kick, the pitch. And it swung on, a broken bat flare in a shallow left center. Ben Cosme out, it's over his head. And it falls in for a base hit. Trent and Craig will pick it up and fire it into second. The two wild pitches absolutely burn Grady here in the inning. Garcia, broken bat flare into left center. RBI single is 42nd. RBI of the season. And the Mudcats grab a 2-1 lead. Brings up Hedbert Perez, playing left field today for the Mudcats, and takes the first pitch outside for ball one. So now Carolina 2, Delmarva 1, here in the bottom of the fourth. Man at first, two outs. Grady from the belt, the pitch. And Perez lines it to first through the glove of Martinez and down the right field line. It settles up in the Shorebirds bullpen. Second baseman Romero ends up picking it up. Fires to the plate. Here comes the runner. The throw is in time. What a play by Noelbert Romero, hustling out into right field. Picks up the baseball in the Shorebirds bullpen, fires to the plate, and gets a hustling Eduardo Garcia with a diving tag by Wilkin Grullion to end the inning. Mudcats 2 take a 2-1 lead, though, on the RBI single for Garcia. On to the fifth, it's Carolina 2, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. top of the fifth here from Zebulon. It's now the Mudcats 2 and the Shorebirds 1. Delmarva falling behind here. An RBI single for shortstop Eduardo Garcia for the Mudcats. But Noelbert Romero, a whale of a play. To throw out a runner at the plate. The pitch to Elio Prado is swung on and driven high in the air out to deep right field. Mendez back at the track, looks up, and it's gone. A solo homer on the first pitch of the inning for Elio Prado as he goes yard the other way for his first long ball with the Shorebirds and ties the game at 2 here in the fifth. Get the home run chain ready in the dugout, boys. Noelbert Romero already has it in hand as he crowns Prado with it. The coronation on, and the Shorebirds have tied it at 2 here in the fifth. First pitch now to Frederick Benkozme is a fastball at the top of the zone for strike one for Prado. His first homer here with the Shorebirds. First, or 0-1 to Benkozme, misses down and away for ball one, and good to see Prado finally start to get hot here. It has been a challenging past couple of weeks for him, the pitch. Benkozme takes high for ball two. As Prado has dealt with injuries, he finally came back, but just hasn't looked like himself. And prior to that single, he'd actually been hitless in the past week and a half, the pitch. Benkozme takes down and away for ball two. Prado, prior to the homer, had been 0 for his last 17. But his homer breaks that schneid and ties the game at 2 here in the fifth. 3-1 to Benkozme. He takes down low, ball 4, and the Shorebirds cooking with fire here to begin the fifth. Solo homer for Prado, and now a walk to Benkozme. First free pass issued by Miguel Segura since back in the first. That brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon 0 for 1. He flied out to deep left center his last time on. Right-handed batter, 5 homers, 34 driven in. Open stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball 1. Segura at just 56 pitches here at the start of the fifth, so the Mudcats bullpen hasn't even thought about stirring to stir yet. Benkozme at first. He's been running more of late. And stolen base back on Sunday. Throw over to first, and he's back in with a dive. Tied at 2 here in the top of the fifth now. Elio Prado homering on the first pitch of the frame. Segura from the belt. Here's the pitch. De Leon checks his swing. Breaking ball down and away. Appeal out to second. No swing, and the count's 2-0. Never seen somebody check swing as much as De Leon does and constantly get the call. Probably helps feed into how he's led the league and walks to this point. The 2-0, De Leon swings and rifles it through the whole right side of base hit. Benkozme was off on the pitch, so he goes first to third and holds up there as Isaac De Leon aboard at first. So he stings a single on into right center field. And the Shorebirds with men at the corners and nobody out with Trenton Craig, who's already 2-for-2. Coming to the plate. Perfectly executed hit and run there for the Shorebirds. As if Benkozme isn't running, that might have ended up as a double play ball. It would have been right where the second baseman Robbie is typically positioned in his double play depth. Instead, De Leon a base hit, men at the corners, and nobody out for Trenton Craig. Craig, 2 singles, both through the 5.5 hole. And now the Mudcats bullpen does activate. Tied at 2, top of the 5th. Man at the corners for Craig, batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. And Craig takes on the inside corner for strike 1. Jefferson Figueroa swarming out in the Mudcats bullpen here. The pitch. Craig checks his swing. The pitch gets away from the catcher Caro, though, to the backstop. Coming home to score Benkozme up to second, De Leon. And the Shorebirds grab a 3-2 lead on the wild pitch. So after some tough catching burned the Shorebirds in the last half inning, catcher's interference followed by 2 wild pitches brought in a run. Shorebirds take advantage of one here. The pitch misses down and in for ball 2. So Craig ahead in the count, now with a man at second and nobody out still here in the fifth. Shorebirds with two runs already home. Now taking a 3-2 lead. Segura gets his sign, comes set of the bell, looks to second, here's the pitch. And Craig swings and launches one. Deep right center field. Chorio on the run. Looks up at the wall. It hits off the base of the wall in right center. De Leon comes around third to score. And Trendon Craig trundles into second with a stand-up double. His third hit of the game. He's already 3-for-3, and we're not out of the fifth. And the Shorebirds lead it 4-2 here in the top of the fifth. Like we said his first couple of times, Craig has been struggling here in the month of July. Sound to the mound goes the pitching coach, Drew Thomas, for the Mudcats. Try to allow Figueroa a little bit more time to get loose out in the bullpen. But Craig, with his third hit of the game already, able to rifle one out into right center. Looked like maybe had a chance to get out of here, but ends up hitting off the base of the wall. For Craig, his fifth double of the season, RBI number 23. He's given now the Shorebirds a 4-2 lead here in the fifth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jalen Bergen.
So the meeting on the mound over, and that brings up Noelbert Romero to hit after it was his stunning play down the right field line. Helped save a run in the last half inning, ending the frame. It's one of those plays that just isn't taught anywhere. It just has to be instinctual, the pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball up and in, actually crossed up the catcher, Caro. He was thinking fastball. Able to keep it in front, somehow held on to the pitch. But basically, the last half inning, Romero had to go all the way out to the Shorebirds bullpen down the right field line. 1-0. Romero chops it foul, third base side, and the count's even at 1. Went up, picked up the baseball, and made about a 200-foot throw. A strike to the plate, getting the runner. Garcia out of the plate. And not to heap too much praise on Romero, but it's slightly akin to the Derek Jeter play against the Oakland A's and the ALDS back in 2001. Breaking ball misses down low for ball two, or 2000, beg your pardon. Basically, it's not a play where you're taught to be there ever in that situation. You just have to know. And now time called as a ball from the Mudcats bullpen has gotten onto the field out in left field. But Romero never gave up on the play, got to the baseball, and was able to get the Shorebirds out of the frame. They've now taken that momentum and scored three here in the fifth. Nobody out, man at second. The 2-1 home. Romero takes in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Caro. Ended up actually catching it with his bare hand. And the count now 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Romero. Craig out at second, nobody out. Segura's pitch. And Romero, little check swing chopper to third. On the third hop, Carmona fields in line with the bag and fires across to retire Romero. Craig has to stay put out at second, and the first down of the fifth finally recorded. Good pitch by Segura there, and a 3-1 count didn't give in to Romero. Noelbert tried to hold back, and ball met bat, and the rest is history. So now Steven Acevedo batting seventh. He's 0-for-2. Popped to second, grounded to short. Craig still out at second, the first pitch. Breaking ball in the inside corner was a hittable pitch. Acevedo couldn't pull the trigger, though. 0-1. Acevedo 0 for his last five, going back to his only start back on Sunday. He played in game two, went 0-for-3. Big right-handed batter, the pitch. Same breaking ball, same spot. Acevedo again, reluctant to swing. And the count's 0-2. Craig at second, one out, top of the fifth. It's Delmarva 4, Carolina 2, the pitch. Fastball misses high. One ball, two strikes. Craig a short lead from second. Segura the set and the pitch. And Acevedo swings and skies it out beyond the second base bag. The shortstop, Garcia, calling for it. Backpedals onto the outfield grass and puts it away for the second out here in the fifth. So Segura just shy of 70 pitches here. Trying to get Roberto Martinez, who's reached twice, once on an error, another time on a double off the left field wall. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Man, at second, two outs, here's the pitch. And Martinez swings and pops it up behind home. Catcher Caro gives it a look, but it's back up into the seats. Counts 0-1. Three home in the inning for the Shorebirds. Elio Prado, a solo homer. Trenton Craig, an RBI doubles. The pitch to Martinez is fouled back for strike two. Then a wild pitch scoring Frederick Benkozme. Shorebirds up by two runs, the largest lead of the game for either side. 0-2 on Martinez. Segura from the belt, the pitch, and the fastball is just a little high. 1-2. Figueroa still warming out in the Mudcats bullpen. 2 outs in the fifth. Segura, the righty, comes ready. Down the hill, the pitch. And Martinez checks his swing on another fastball high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two and two on Martinez. Here it comes. And Martinez takes down and away. Blocked by the catcher Caro on the pitch in the dirt. Craig stays at second, and now the count full. So Martinez has moved it from 0-2 to 3-2 with a couple of close takes. He has Craig at second, 2 outs. 4-2 Shorebirds, top of the fifth. Here it comes. And Martinez cracks a chopper down the first base line over the bag. The first baseman Chirinos fields it. Steps on the base, retires Martinez. And the inning is over. Craig stranded out at second. But the Shorebirds score 3 times, highlighted by Elio Prado. First pitch homer to begin the inning. After 4.5, halfway home, onto the last of the fifth. It's Delmarva now 4 and Carolina 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home on the last of the fifth. It's now Delmarva 4 and Carolina 2. 7-8-9 to up for the Mudcats against Connor Grady. Trying to go 5 innings for the second straight start. First pitch to Jose Cibrian's, a fastball down the middle for strike one. Cibrian flied to center his first time up. Grady with 5 innings his last time out, allowed 3 runs, taking the loss as the 0-1 is dribbled foul to the backstop. It's now 0-2. Grady now working with the lead as the runs scored in today's game eclipse The total number of runs, the pitch, Cibrian takes down and away, 1-2. The offense that scored for Grady combined in his past three starts. Left his last three outings. The pitch, Cibrian takes up and away, 2-2. Shorebird's offense had scored a grand total of two runs for him. Scored four here today, three in the last half inning. 2-2 to Cibrian. Swing and a miss. Pops out of the mitt of the catcher, Grullion. He tags out Cibrian to the plate to complete the strikeout. Connor Grady now with four Ks on the evening. Retires the leadoff man here in the fifth. Grady actually has not allowed a leadoff base runner to reach here tonight. This has been about as much of a Connor Grady start as a Connor Grady start can be. He's given up some contact. Pitch home to Jesus Chirinos as a breaking ball down and away for ball one. But he hasn't walked anybody. He struck out four. And right now, giving up just three hits. The pitch, Cibrian swings and fouls it off at the plate for strike one. Cibrian, the source of half of the offense tonight for the Mudcats, a solo homer back in the third, was their first hit and base runner of the game. Hits here with one out, nobody on, bottom five. The pitch, breaking ball is down low for ball two. Talked about with Connor in between his last start and now. 2-1. Fastball misses high for ball three. Seemed like his last outing against Salem, he was really mixing things up quite early and quite often. And turned out that that was exactly the case. Grady said that he wanted to. His 3-1 pitch, it's up and in, ball four, and Grady walks the first batter of the game for him. Cibrian aboard with one out for Gene Carmona, batting ninth. But Grady said that he wanted to try to make sure he got his changeup working a bit earlier, showed different pitches earlier. As even though he might reveal a full arsenal, he knows that he's not pigeonholing himself. Here's Carmona, switch hitter, batting left in the first pitch. Misses down low for ball one. Gene grounded out to second his first time up. Delmarva 4, Carolina 2. Bottom of the fifth. Man at first, one out. Carmona at the plate, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. Gene, the former Shorebird, played about 2 months with Delmarva last season before being promoted to High A Aberdeen. Then was released during spring training this season. The pitch, Carmona swings and chops it foul just outside the plate, first base side, 2-1. Gene picked up by the Brewers, and it's no surprise that Milwaukee decided to sign him because Brewers were the first team, 2-1. He's fouled off at the plate again by Carmona, off his foot this time. Two balls and two strikes. Milwaukee was the team that actually originally signed Carmona out of San Juan de la Maguana in the DR way back when, in 2016. Two balls, two strikes. One out, a man at first, the pitch, and Carmona swings and pops it up. Into shallow center, shortstop Ben Cosme out, but the center fielder Valdez comes in, calls him off, and makes the catch for the second out here in the fifth. Carmona retired, and that brings up Henry Mendez. Mendez has grounded out to second twice, most recently back in the third. Broke his bat on that one. Man at first, two outs. 4-2, Shorebirds lead in the pitch. It's grounded towards the whole left side. Shortstop Ben Cosme on the backhand fields. Throws to first, a strike to retire Mendez on just one pitch. As Connor Grady, through five solid innings, it's taken him just 69 pitches, has himself and the Shorebirds in the lead. On to the sixth. Stelmarva 4, Carolina 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise?
Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. Hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth here from Zebulon, North Carolina. It's the Shorebirds 4 and the Mudcats 2. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday evening from North Carolina. 9-1-2 due up for the Shorebirds. It's now Jefferson Figueroa on the mound for the Mudcats. He takes over for Miguel Segura on this technet call to the bullpen. Segura leaves in line for the loss, having gone 5 innings, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned, 7 hits, 3 walks, no strikeouts. The first pitch to Grullón. Breaking ball down in the dirt for ball one, missing down and away. Figueroa making his 13th appearance of the season, his 6th out of the bullpen. 1-0, Grullón tries to check his swing, but it's a chopper out to second. Easily gloved by Robbie up the middle. Second baseman throws on to first to retire Grullón, who grounds out for the third time here in this one. He's 0-3. One away here in the 6th. Figueroa 0-5 with a 6-2-8 ERA. 38 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 41, walked 27. 31 hits, 33 runs, 27 of them earned. Righty into his wind, his first pitch to Luis Valdez. Misses way outside for ball one. Figueroa, 21 years old, out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Valdez, switch hitter, batting left the pitch. Valdez lines it the other way and into left field for a base hit. Luis with his second hit of the game. Left fielder Perez fires it on into second as Luis sprays the ball into left for another multi-hit game. Valdez leads the Shorebirds this season as far as multi-hit games are concerned. This now his 17th. Brings Abelio Prado. He homered his last time up out to right. Valdez at first. Figueroa with a set, here's the pitch, and Prado takes on the inside corner, belt high, for strike one. Figueroa, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, right-handed pitcher. Drafted in the 32nd round back in 2019. The pitch, Valdez runs, Prado takes down and away, the throw to second, not in time. Blocked by the second baseman, Robbie, as he wasn't able to scoop it cleanly, but Valdez able to swipe second base, his league-leading 42nd. Stolen base of the season. Valdez trying to make his way into the top five single season-wise for the Shorebirds. They'll need to eclipse 50 to do that. He's well on his way there. Just half a season gone by. 1-1 on Prado. Here's the pitch. And Elio rips one into deep right center field. Right fielder Mendez on the run. He won't get there. Lands on the grass and goes to the wall up the alley. Valdez around third. Comes into score standing. And Elio Prado into second. His second extra base hit of the day. An RBI double. And the Shorebirds lead it 5-2 here in the 6th. Prado came into today with a grand total of 2 extra base hits on the season through 23 games. He's got 2 extra base hits in his last 2 at-bats, a solo homer, and now an RBI double, and the Shorebirds lead it 5-2 here in the 6th. Still one away, and here's Frederick Benkozme hitting 3rd. The pitch to him. This is outside for ball 1. Benkozme walked and scored his last time up. Saw his 17-game on-base streak get snapped in game 1 of the doubleheader against Salem. All he did to rebound from that was post another multi-hit game. The pitch. Benkozme takes, called strike at the top of the zone, outside half. 1-1. For Frederick, the multi-hit game in game 2 when he went 2-for-3 was his 10th of the season through just 26 games. Figueroa looks to second the pitch.
Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. Delmarva 5, Carolina 2. Here in the top of the sixth, Shorebirds with 3 in the fifth. Took the lead, have tacked on one more here in the sixth. Prado out at second, held close by the shortstop Garcia. Figueroa from the belt, the pitch. Misses down low. Ben Cosme ahead in the count, 3-1. Ben Cosme from the left side, just a slightly open stance. Figueroa comes to the ready. Kicks and fires. And Ben Cosme chops it out to second, charging in on into Robbie. Able to field on the short hop and flip to first. Retire Ben Cosme. A relatively productive out. Prado goes to third. Now with two away as Isaac De Leon strides to the plate. So man at third and two outs for Isaac De Leon. Singled his last time up into right center, then came around to score on Trendon Craig's RBI double. Craig on deck. He's 3-for-3 tonight. For now, De Leon and Figueroa. Right-on-right matchup. Here's the pitch. And De Leon slashes it out of play right field side for strike one. Shadows now covering the entire infield here in Zebulon. Not too many clouds overhead. A couple of streaking white puffs up above. 81 degrees right now. Here's the pitch. This is down and away. Breaking ball. De Leon lays off. Counts 1-1. It has morphed into a relatively comfortable evening after it was a scorching hot day. Go outside for 5 minutes, come back inside, and suddenly you're drenched. Prado at third, two outs. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes high snap throw back to third, and Prado's picked off. Perfectly done by Jefferson Caro, the catcher. Fires back behind Prado. Carmona there applies the tag, and the inning is over. Shorebirds do get a run, though. Prado with an RBI double makes it Delmarva 5, Carolina 2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league! Oh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Shorebirds' lead has now grown to 5-2 over the Carolina Mudcats here at the start of the bottom of the sixth. Connor Grady back to work in his first pitch fastball to Zach Robbie. It's on the outside corner at the knees, first strike one. Robbie hitting second is 0-2. Here's the pitch. Bounces in for ball one. Grady just crossing the 70 pitch threshold, now at 70 even on the evening. Trying to go six innings for the second time this season. 1-1. Robbie hits a slow roller out to second. A shuffle step to his left for the second baseman. Romero scoops it up, throws to first. Retires Robbie for the first out here in the sixth. Dylan Hyde scheduled to come on after Grady. Imagine that'll be in the seventh. Last time Grady went six innings was May the 18th against Fredericksburg. A quality start. Grady allowed just two unearned runs. Ready into his wind, the pitch to Jefferson Caro is grounded foul down the third base side for strike one. It's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2 here in the last of the sixth. One out and nobody on. Caro reached on catcher's interference back in the fourth. The pitch misses down and away, 1-1, and then came around to score on Eduardo Garcia's RBI single. Grady has been exceedingly efficient tonight. 1-1. Swung on and ripped down the left field line. That's in for a base hit and goes to the wall. Caro around first, loses the helmet, and shifts down gear as he stops at second with a one-out double. Just the fourth hit of the game that Grady is allowed to this point. I'll bring up Jackson Chorio. Shorebirds now with a 5-2 lead over the Mudcats. Delmarva scored first, but then Carolina with runs in the third and fourth took a 2-1 lead. And since then, Shorebirds with four unanswered have managed to extend the lead out to three. But now Jackson Chorio leading the league with a 320 average amongst qualified hitters. 12 homers, 40-plus driven in. Takes a rip at the first pitch and chops it foul at the plate for strike one. Chorio coming off of an elite week against the Cannonballers. He homered three times. Didn't help the Mudcats out too much as they lost five in a row to Kannapolis, dropping 5 out of 6. Shorebirds trying to take the opener here today, extend their own winning streak to 4. The Mudcats losing streak to 6. The pitch, it's down and away. Grullion with backhand pick, somehow able to scoop it. 1-1. Second baseman Romero tasked with holding Caro close out at second. Grady from the belt, the pitch. And Chorio again chops it foul at the plate. 1-2. Chorio digs back in, high black socks, red shin guard on his front foot. Spreads out from the right side, covers the plate well. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. Grady strikes him out for the second time tonight. Gets him with the breaking ball down and away. Chorio swings over it. He's 0-3. And there's two away here in the sixth. 5 strikeouts tonight for Grady. Out away from his second quality start of the season. Got to get through Eduardo Garcia, though, and the first pitch to him is fouled straight back for strike one. Garcia with an RBI single. His last time up was a broken bat flare out into left center that dropped in. Wiggly from the right side. Bat can't stay still behind his head. Now the pitch. It's down and away. 1-1. Runner at second, 2 outs. Last of the sixth. It's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2. Grady's offering. It's down in the dirt. And again, another good scoop by Grullion. 2-1. Two and one on Garcia. Caro out at second following his one out double. Now 2 away in the pitch home. It's down the dirt again. Blocked to Grullion's right. He picks it up, taking off for third. Caro, and De Leon doesn't catch the baseball. He didn't realize he didn't have it in his glove as it goes down the left field line. And coming home to score is Caro with the third run of the game for the Mudcats.
The Mudcats will save it home.
We'll see who they give the error on there. My thinking is that it's probably got to be De Leon because that was a catchable throw. And if he catches it and applies the tag, Caro's out at third. Here's the pitch. Misses down and away for 4. Grady issues his second walk of the night. So after the wild pitch and the subsequent error allows a run to come home to score, Grady walks Garcia, and the inning continues for Hedbert Perez, with the Mudcats now getting a chance to put the tying run to the plate. B pitch to Perez is lined the other way over the head of De Leon. And on into left to base hit. Going first to third is Garcia. He'll get in without a play as the throw goes into second. And the Mudcats rallying now with two away. Man of the corners and two outs with now the go-ahead run coming to the plate. And Jose Cibrian. Dylan Hyde will start throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen with Grady now at 85 pitches. I imagine pitching coach Joe Hommacher will be making a visit sometime shortly if Cibrian gets on. Cibrian, the DH, batting 7th, so for 2 tonight. First pitch to him, misses down and away for ball 1. It's down the Shorebirds 5 and the Mudcats 3. First and third, 2 outs for Carolina. Cibrian open stance from the right side in the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike 1. The error has been applied to Grullon, by the way, so it's an E2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. Cibrian can't lay off. It's 1-2, so that's 2 errors now in the game for Grullon. Unearned run again on Grady's line. He's giving up 3 runs, 1 earned. Man in the corners, 2 outs, the pitch, and Cibrian, it's a roller to short. Ben Kozmak loves, flips to second for the force out, retiring Perez, and Grady strands men in the corners to end the inning. Carolina does get one, though, but Connor Grady completes a quality start, and after 6, on to the 7th, it's Delmarva 5, Carolina 3, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the 7th here from Zebulon, North Carolina. The Shorebirds with a 5-3 lead over the Carolina Mudcats. Sam Jelinek with you. Connor Grady with 6 sterling innings tonight. Gives up just 1 earned run, 3 runs total. Dylan Hyde now warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. So it looks like he'll take over when we go to the last of the 7th. Isaac De Leon leads off the frame for the Shorebirds. Takes check swing at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike 1. 4, 5, and 6 for the Birds due up against Jefferson Figueroa. Shorebirds got a run off of him in the 6th. Elio Prado with an RBI double. De Leon takes a rip of the 0-1 and skies it down the first baseline into the Shorebirds bullpen, and that's where it lands. Second baseman Zach Robbie was the closest to it, but it ends up falling in harmlessly for strike 2. So no balls, 2 strikes on De Leon. Isaac 1-for-2 here tonight, singled and scored back in the 5th. Figueroa came on in relief in the 6th, stays on for the 7th. Righty into his wind, the pitch. Fastball is high. 1-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Sun tucked behind some clouds now, starting to set the pitch. De Leon takes a called strike 3. Fastball at the top of the zone on the inside corner. De Leon can't pull the trigger. He's down on strikes with the first out here in the 7th. It's the first time tonight a Shorebirds batter has gone down on strikes as well. Miguel Segura didn't strike anybody out, and Figueroa finally gets his first here. Here's Trendon Craig. Takes a rip at the first pitch, comes up empty for strike one. Craig 3-for-3 tonight, looking for his first four-hit game. RBI double his last time up. 0-1. Craig swings and misses again late on the fastball. No balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on, top of the seventh. Delmarva 5, Carolina 3. Figueroa with a rock, here's the pitch. And Craig swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. After the Shorebirds went the first six innings without striking out, they've punched out on back-to-back batters here to begin the seventh. Shorebirds trying to extend their winning streak out to four games in a row for just the second time this season. Longest winning streak of the year was five. Took a Sunday game off of Salem and then the first four against Fredericksburg following it. Pitch to Noelbert Romero, misses down and away for ball one. Two outs, nobody on for Romero. Shorebirds lead the Mudcats 5-3. Romero 0-for-3. Here's the pitch. Noelbert out in front, swings and misses through the breaking ball. One ball, one strike. 1-1 on Romero. Figueroa, the leg kick and the pitch. Misses inside for ball two. Outfield straight up for Romero, infield straight away. Figueroa, not quite navy blue glove, almost teal. Kicks and deals. And the fastball misses outside for ball three. Five runs, nine hits, two errors for the Shorebirds. Three runs, five hits, and two errors for the Mudcats. Two outs, top seven. Here's the pitch. And Romero drives one in the air out to deep right. Right fielder Mendez goes back, looks up at the wall. It's off the top of the wall. Mendez fields it on a couple of hops, but Romero into second standing with a two-out double. Nearly hits an opposite field bomb, just like his best friend Elio Prado did earlier tonight. But Romero hit it to straightaway right where the wall is highest at about 25, 30 feet. Can't clear it, so has to settle for a two-out double. For Romero, that's his 10th double of the season. Also extends his hitting streak. Here's Steven Acevedo. First pitch. Acevedo takes a strike at the knees inside half. 0-1. For Romero, now a 7-game hitting streak. One shy of his season long, which was 8 at the end of May. 0-1, Romero takes off for third, Acevedo swings and misses, here's the throw, it's one hopped in, and Romero in with a headlong dive, as Gene Carmona saved a run for the Mudcats. Third baseman able to scoop the one-hop throw from the catcher, Caro, diving to his left. That gets by him. Romero comes in to score. So it's 0-2 on Acevedo, who swung and missed at the pitch. He's 0-3 tonight. Big right-handed batter, here's the pitch. And Acevedo drills one deep straightaway center. Chorio goes back at the wall. He looks up. It's off the top of the wall. It caroms back into straightaway center. Acevedo around third, around second on his way to third. And he's in with a stand-up triple. That baseball was blistered by Steven Acevedo to straightaway center. High off the wall. And he's into third with a triple. And another run in for the Shorebirds. They lead it now 6-3 here in the seventh. Back-to-back extra base hits for the Shorebirds here with two away in the seventh. Now Acevedo at third, and Roberto Martinez digs in the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Martinez, switch hitter, batting left. He's 1-for-3 with a double himself back in the fourth. Shorebirds now 11 hits on the night. Here's the pitch. Martinez swings and misses. It's 0-2. Figueroa comes ready. Acevedo at third, the pitch. And Martinez foul tips it, held on to by Caro. Martinez down on strikes as Figueroa strikes out his third in the inning. but a two-out double followed by a two-out triple for Steven Acevedo plates a run. On to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. It's Delmarva now 6, Carolina 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
The Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jolly on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the last of the seventh. It's Delmarva now 6 and Carolina 3. Sam Jelinek with you. Steven Acevedo with a wall-banging RBI triple with 2 outs in the seventh extends the Shorebirds lead. Now for Dylan Hyde on the mound for Delmarva as he takes over for Connor Grady on this tech net. Call to the bullpen. Grady with his second quality start of the season. First pitch from Hyde to Jesus Chirinos is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Grady goes 6 innings, allows 3 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and strikes out 5. Hyde the righty into his wind, and the pitch swung on and missed. Fastball blows by Chirinos. 0-2. Hyde the rock, here's the pitch. Fastball misses outside at 91. 1-2. Hyde coming off of his best outing with the Shorebirds. Went 3 innings to get the win back on July the 4th, last Monday. So working on a little bit of extra rest here. First base out of the rubber, rocks and deals. And Chirinos swings and misses through the fastball. Hyde just blew it by him. 93 reached back for a little something extra for the first out here in the 7th. Hyde gave up against Salem 1 run on 3 hits. Or on 2 hits, beg your pardon. The pitch to Gene Carmona misses outside for 1. 3 walks and struck out a career-high 7. It was a roller coaster of emotions for Hyde as he came on in the 8th of a 1-run game with the Shorebirds leading. 1-0 on its way to Carmona. Changeup misses high for 2. Hyde immediately stranded runners at 2nd and 3rd and 8th by striking out Marcelo Meyer. And then in the 9th, allowed the first 3 to reach. 2-0. Carmona swings through the fastball, 2-1. Hyde allowed the tying run to score in the 9th. At 1st and 3rd, nobody out, looked like the Shorebirds might even fall behind. But Hyde then struck out 3 in a row to help force extra innings. 2-1 pitch. Carmona fouls it straight back. Counts even at 2-2. Then in the 10th, Hyde did it again, stranding the go-ahead run at 2nd, plus another runner at 1st, allowing the Shorebirds to walk it off in the last of the 10th on Noelbert Romero's fielder's choice. 2-2 to Carmona. Takes up and away. Changeup slipped out of Hyde's hands. And the count's full, 3-2. Here the last of the 7th, it's Delmarva 6, Carolina 3. Hyde dealing to Gene Carmona, the 9-hole hitter. Hyde 6-1, 180. Righty into his wind, the pitch. And Carmona takes high, 4. For Hyde so far in his young career, that's been issue that he's been unable to resolve. He's walked seven so far this year, now eight in just 8 2/3 innings. Flip side, he has struck out 11. Here with the Shorebirds this year, he is 1-2 with a 7.56 ERA. Now the top of the order, Henry Mendez digs in, left-handed batter. Hide the stretch, here's the pitch, and it swung on and flared into shallow left. That's down for a base hit. Carmona around second, he's trying for third. Here's the throw from Craig, it's not in time. Carmona in with a feet-first slide as Craig kind of slow-played it out and left. And Carmona never stopped motoring around second. And there's men at the corners with one out now for Zach Robbie. Shorebirds with a run in the top of the seventh on Acevedo's RBI triple made it a three-run game again. But Carolina, just like last inning, now has the tying run of the plate. Zach Robbie, 0-3. He's grounded out twice and struck out. Hits from the right side, very narrow stance. Stands straight up. Hyde's first pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Robbie hasn't homered on the season, but Hyde needs to be careful about the next two guys coming up, Caro and Chorio, who have homered quite a bit. 1-0. Robbie takes a breaking ball in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Middle infield at double play depth. Man of the corners, one out. Bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds lead 6-3. Here's the pitch. And Robbie, a chopper back with the middle. The second baseman, Romero, fields next to the bag, steps on the base, throws the first for a 4-3 double play, and Dylan Hyde gets out of the jam unscathed. On to the eighth. It's Delmarva 6 and Carolina still 3. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specially alternate identity items like the Delmarva strap or the Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Seven innings in the books between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. It's the Shorebirds 6 and the Mudcats 3. Sam Jelinek here with you, here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Shorebirds kicking off a six-game series against the Mudcats. Right now, with a three-run lead, they pounded out 11 hits. They got a quality start from Connor Grady. Dylan Hyde just threw a scoreless seven. Shorebirds trying to add on a couple more against Jefferson Figueroa. Out for his third inning of relief. Has allowed a run in the sixth, run in the seventh. Wilkin Grullion leads it off, 9-1-2, and the first pitch to Grullion is inside. Able to snag the inside corner, though. Caro didn't even have a chance to frame it. Home plate umpire Charlie Welling just said it was there. 0-1. Grullion checks his swing off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Grullion 0-3 is grounded out to every position on the diamond, infield-wise, outside of first. The pitch. Grullion tries to check his swing appeal to first, and Jalen Goodman says he went around. One ball and two strikes. Figueroa, first base out of the rubber, into his wind, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Grullion. Hits from a deep squat, the pitch. Misses down and away.
Two balls, two strikes. Figueroa with long black sleeves, even on a hot and humid Tuesday evening here in the middle of July. Gets his sign, kicks, and deals the pitch. And Grullón chops it foul, third base side. Count remains full at 3-2. Grullón, after a scorching hot start this season with the Shorebirds, has certainly come back down to earth of late. He's now 0 for his last 13. The pitch. Grullón cracks it on the ground towards short to his left. Eduardo Garcia gloves it, throws the first, a touch high, but Chirino keeps a foot on the bag to retire Grullón, who's now 0 for 4 with four ground outs. Lineup flips back to the top, and Luis Valdez. Another multi-hit game for him. 2 for 4, an RBI double, a single, a run scored, and you guessed it, a stolen base. His 42nd of the season. He had 6 last week against Salem. The pitch. Valdez takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. And remember that Valdez has stolen 42 bases this season after not stealing one for the first 9 games this season. 0-1. This is up and away for ball one. Valdez was actually caught his first 2 times trying to steal this season, and since then has been money on the base paths. 1-1. Valdez hits it off the end of the bat to the backstop. Count moves against him, now 1-2. Figueroa angles towards the third base line, now kicks and deals. And the pitch is swung on and flied out to center. Randy Churio back a step and a half. The center fielder puts the squeeze on it for the second out here in the 8th. So quickly 2 away here in the 8th with the Shorebirds leading the Mudcats 6-3. Brings up Elio Prado having a career day. He's reached base 3 times. He's 2 for 3. Solo homer and an RBI double. First pitch to Prado misses for ball one. Prado's homer back in the 5th. His first career long ball. The pitch. Prado checks his swing, but it's there at the knees for strike one. Delmarva, 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Carolina, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors themselves. The pitch. Prado swings through the fastball or breaking ball, beg your pardon, outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Shorebirds haven't been set down in order at all so far tonight, trying to avoid it here. The 1-2. Prado takes a little low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shorebirds have struck out just 3 times total as well. They went the first 6 innings without punching out. 2-2. Prado takes a breaking ball in on his shoe tops. And the count's now a full 3-2. Three and two on Elio Prado. Figueroa the wind and the pitch. Prado takes a called strike 3, and he knew it. Breaking ball in the inside corner, can't pull the trigger, and Figueroa fires the first 1-2-3 inning of the game for the Mudcats. On to the last of the 8th, it's Delmarva 6 and Carolina 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers team features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth coming up is Delmarva 6 and Carolina 3. Shorebirds with a 3-run lead trying to run their winning streak out to 4 in a row. Dylan Hyde had a little bit of a rocky start to his evening, but managed to post a score of the 7th. First pitch to Jefferson Caro is cut on and missed for strike 1. Hyde had men at 1st and 3rd and just one away in the 7th, but got a double play ball off the bat of Zach Robbie to get out of the jam. Caro batting third, digs in the catcher, the 0-1. He swings and launches one high in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Acevedo wanders in a couple of steps towards the line, makes the catch for the first out here in the 8th. So one away, and that brings up Jackson Chorio, the cleanup man. And during the Shorebirds' run, most of it, I think, can be attributed to the Shorebirds' pitching. The offense has done just enough, and tonight they've done even more. They look back at Sunday, the Shorebirds pitching staff allowed just one run over 14 innings. The pitch to Chorio, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Shorebirds lead 6-3, bottom of the eighth. One out, nobody on for Chorio, who's 0-3. 1-0 pitch. Chorio takes a fastball high for ball two. Sunday, the Shorebirds won 2-1 and 1-0, and the 1-0 win that was clinched on Noelbert Romero's walk-off single gave the Shorebirds their first shutout of the season. 2-0. Chorio swings and fouls it back for strike one. It's a long time coming for the Shorebirds, as the only other time they'd allowed just one run in a game actually came against Salem. The only problem was it came in a loss. Shorebirds lost 1-0 to the Red Sox back in the beginning of May. The pitch. Chorio again, a hefty hack, fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. Shorebirds with a 6-3 lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Two errors have led to two Carolina runs. Hyde from the first base side of the rubber. Righty rocks into his wind. Here's the pitch. And Chorio swings and misses. Hyde a little skip to his Lou off the mound. Excited himself by striking out Chorio, one of the top prospects in baseball. Second out here in the eighth, Chorio down on strikes for the third time tonight. Hyde still trying to figure out where to put all of his nervous energy sometimes. So here's Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, batting fifth, and takes a first pitch breaking ball down the middle for strike one. If you've ever seen Hyde at Purdue Stadium when he's out in the bullpen, days where he's not pitching, he's the most lively and fidgety person I've ever seen. 0-1, cut on and missed. Fastball up and out of the zone, and it's 0-2. Garcia, 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single. Hyde on the verge of a 1-2-3-8. And Hyde, even on days where he's due to pitch, today he was outside during batting practice. Typically, on days where you know you're going to throw, you don't have to be. 0-2. Breaking ball is down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes, but Hyde's still out there, and I asked him, what in the world are you doing? It's 90 degrees, it's humid, it's hot, it's sticky. And he said, honestly, if I was sitting back in the clubhouse, I'd probably stare at the wall for 30 seconds and go stir crazy, needing to do something. 1-2. Fastball high, checks his swing, appeal to first. Garcia laid off, and the count's even at 2. Hyde still has a little bit of that nervous energy out on the mound. Places his right foot on the rubber off the first base side. Nods yes to his sign. Here's his 2-2 to Garcia. And it's taken on the inside corner. A called strike 3. Fastball at 91. Hyde freezes Garcia. Strikes out back-to-back batters here in a 1-2-3-8. On to the 9. Shorebirds doubling up the Mudcats 6-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Kelly, the voice of the Shorebirds. You want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Go to MILB.tv in the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone. Click on the Shorebirds free broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv today. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. On to the ninth, it's the Shorebirds 6 and the Mudcats 3. Sam Jelinek with you here up in the press box at Five County Stadium. Shorebirds trying to win their fourth game in a row. Well, on their way, doubling up the Mudcats here with just the final frame remaining. 3-4 and 5 due up against Jefferson Figueroa. The first pitch to Frederick Ben-Cosme misses down and away for ball one. Figueroa posted the first 1-2-3 inning of the game for the Mudcats, scoreless eighth. Righty into his wind, the pitch, and Ben-Cosme launches one. Deep out to right, he flips the bat, watches it, flies, it lands well over the wall and right. A solo homer for Frederick Ben-Cosme, his first for the Shorebirds, and he extends the Birds' lead out to 7-3 here in the ninth. Got all of that one, Frederick Ben-Cosme. His first Delmarva homer without a doubt. A nuke out to right. Shorebirds hit their second homer of the day. And they lead it 7-3 here in the ninth. Here's Isaac De Leon. First pitch to him. It's on the inside corner for strike one as Ben-Cosme dons the home run chain for the first time this season. Gets mobbed by his teammates. The pitch. De Leon takes another breaking ball in the outside corner for strike two. And one thing I found interesting was right before Heston Kerstad left, he had one more media obligation, the 0-2. De Leon checks his swing and nubs it foul. Stays at 0-2. And during this interview with 47ABC, the interviewer asked Kerstad if anybody with the Shorebirds has impressed him. 0-2. De Leon able to just scrape it foul to the backstop, stay at 0-2. And one of the names Kerstad offered up, without having to be prodded, first name that jumped off his tongue, was Frederick Ben-Cosme, the pitch. De Leon fouls it straight back. We stay at 0-2. And to say Ben-Cosme was a nobody coming into this season is putting it relatively mildly. Wasn't really on any prospect lists. He had just been signed in 2021. De Leon takes a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. He had played well down in the Dominican Summer League, but a little bit on the older side for a 2021 signee. Ben-Cosme already 19. 1-2. De Leon takes up and in. The count's even at 2. But he then just comes to Delmarva after two games in the FCL to begin this season and just hits and hits and hits and hits. The 2-2. De Leon fouls it back. Count stays at 2-2. And now all of a sudden it looks like he's starting to get more into a swing that can produce power. So that baseball was obliterated out to right. The pitch. De Leon takes down the dirt and the count's full. It's now 7-3 Delmarva here in the ninth. Frederick Ben-Cosme, a solo homer out to right. Figueroa the wind. Here's the pitch. And De Leon cracks one in the air to straightaway center, chasing Churio back in front of the warning track. He settles up and puts it away for the first out here in the ninth. So I think Ben-Cosme is certainly somebody to watch. Because if he can continue just to tap into the power that's there, he's got a good-sized frame. It's just that he has such an ability to put barrel to the baseball that sometimes he'll basically cede some of his power for contact. Pitch to Trenton Craig, misses high for ball one. About finding and striking that right balance in between
overswinging versus just trying to make contact. The pitch. Craig takes outside for ball two. Trenton having a great game. He's 3-for-4. RBI double in the fifth. Shorebirds now 7 runs on 12 hits. Kicking the pitch. Craig takes a fastball just a hair low. 3-0. Figueroa the rock. Here's the pitch. Trenton takes a fastball in the outside corner. 3-1. Frederick Benkozme, a solo homer, leads off the inning. The second leadoff homer here of the game for the Shorebirds. The 3-1's nubbed foul the plate. Count moves to 3-2. Three, 3-2 on its way to Craig. Swings and fouls it back. Count remains at 3-2. Figueroa the rock. Here's the pitch. Craig takes a called strike three just on the outside corner. Craig can't pull the trigger. Figueroa with his fifth strikeout out of the bullpen. And there's two away here in the ninth with the Shorebirds leading the Mudcats 7-3. 4-run lead for the Shorebirds. Specifically a 7-3 lead going into the bottom of the ninth, producing a little bit of PTSD to last Friday. Some bad memories for the Shorebirds. Pitched to Noelbert Romero. He swings and grounds it just foul down the third baseline for strike one. Shorebirds last week against Salem. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-2 on Romero, who's 1-for-4 with a double. Shorebirds took a 7-3 lead in the top of the ninth last Friday. Red Sox rallied, tied it. Shorebirds won it in 10. Prefer not to go through that again. It's a fun fact for you. If you can squeeze it in, the 0-2. Romero swings and misses. He's down on strikes, and the fun fact will unfortunately have to wait for another day. Shorebirds do add an insurance run, though. Frederick Benkozme, a solo homer out to right. On to the last in the ninth. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win. They lead the Mudcats 7-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bomb of the ninth here from Carolina. The Shorebirds with a 7-3 lead over the Mudcats, thanks to a Frederick Benkozme solo homer at the top of the ninth, making it a 4-run game. Sam Jelinek with you. Dylan Hine on the mound, trying to get the final 3 outs and earn his first career save. Winds and fires the first pitch to Hedbert Perez. Fastball misses low for ball one. 6-7-8 due up for the Mudcats. Hyde has retired now 4 in a row after firing a 1-2-3-8. Struck out 3 in 2 innings. The pitch. Perez takes a fastball down and away for ball two. Hyde blew a save last Monday against Salem, allowing a run in the ninth, tying the game at 3-3 at that point. Perez from the left side, he's 2-for-3. Here's the pitch. Fastball is upstairs for ball three. And while Hyde was happy to get his first Delmarva win in the aftermath of everything that happened that day, he said he would have much preferred getting his first Delmarva save. Now he's got another chance here. The 3-0, Perez swings and rips it into right field. That's a base hit. Coming over to grab it, Acevedo towards the line, fires it back into second. It's a leadoff single for Perez, who's got a three-hit game. Brings up the DH, Jose Cibrian. Cibrian 0-for-3 here tonight. Grounded out to short his last time up. Right-handed batter, open stance. Hide the stretch, here's the pitch. Cibrian takes, fastball on the outside corner. Four, strike one. Oh and one on Cibrian. Shorebirds leading 7-3 here in the last of the ninth. The pitch. Cibrian swings, flares it out towards the line and right. Acevedo over and able to reel it in with the ball slicing away from him. Good play by Acevedo, a good read, allowing him to make that play. And there's one away here in the ninth, going back to first, Perez. Brings up the first baseman and eight-hole hitter, Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos 1-for-2 with solo homer back in the third. It's the first run of the game for the Mudcats. Tied the game at one. Throw back over to first, and Perez back in with a dive. Mudcats had a 2-1 lead, but since then, Mudcats have been outscored by the Shorebirds 6-1. Three in the fifth for Delmarva, then single tallies in the sixth, seventh, and ninth. Hyde from the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Should things hold at this point and Hyde get the final two outs of this game, Connor Grady would pick up the win, snapping his two-game losing streak. Hyde the save, and taking the loss would be Miguel Segura. The pitch swung on and skied down the right field line, slicing towards the seats. Now get back and out of play. 1-1. Ball and a strike on Chirinos. Hyde did roll a double play back in the seventh. Maybe try to roll one more to end it. The pitch. Breaking ball just a hair high. Two balls, one strike. Shorebirds eyeing their fourth straight win. Trying to hand Carolina their sixth straight loss. And at first, one out the pitch. It's lasered foul over the Shorebirds bullpen first base side. 2-2, much like Delmarva in Purdue Stadium, the bullpens here in Carolina are on the field, but they are very, very close to actual fair territory. No more than about 25 feet out of play down the right field line or left field line. 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Grullion for strike three. As trying to get out of the way of it, Chirinos backing up, checked his swing. Ball hit his bat, held on to by Grullion, and there's two away here in the ninth. And the last hope for the Mudcats in a somewhat fitting style is Gene Carmona. Gene, the former Shorebird, trying to avoid making the final out against his old club. Shorebirds lead the Mudcats 7-3 here in the last of the ninth. Man at first, two outs, the pitch. Carmona takes a fastball, called strike. Outside corner, 0-1. Martinez backs off the runner at first, so Perez no longer being held on. Seven runs, 12 hits, two errors for the Shorebirds. Three runs, seven hits, two errors for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off for second. The pitch misses high. Nobody's covering second. Grullion throws it anyway, and it skips into center. Perez makes his way to third on the error. That'll be defensive indifference and an error. I have no clue what Grullion was thinking. Hopefully it won't end up mattering, but lack of communication there that Grullion didn't know that Perez was being held on at first or that nobody was going to cover second. You just can't have cannot have that happen. It's now 1-1 on Carmona. Hyde will work from a full stretch with the man at third, the pitch. Carmona takes down and in for ball two. It's the third error of the game on Carullo. A couple of throwing errors plus a catcher's interference. Hyde now back to the stretch. The pitch. Carmona swings and lofts it out of play, third base side. And the count evens up at 2-2. Mudcats down to their final strike. Delmarva 7. Carolina 3, last of the ninth. Perez at third, two outs. 2-2 on Gene Carmona. 0-2 tonight. Hyde at the ready. Kicks and deals the 2-2, and Carmona swings and misses, and the ball game is over. Hyde strikes out Carmona, his fifth punch out of the pen, as he secures a three-inning save, getting the Shorebirds a 7-3 win here in the opener over the Carolina Mudcats. The final score, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 7 and the Carolina Mudcats 3. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score here from Zebulon, it's Delmarva 7 and Carolina 3. Shorebirds get their fourth win in a row. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Welcome back to Five County Stadium here in Zebulon, North Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds capture their fourth win in a row and open up this series with the Mudcats with a 7-3 win. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Shorebirds got really good all-around play throughout this one. Started early for the Shorebirds in the second with two outs and Roberto Martinez at second. Luis Valdez with a double into the left center field gap. Made it 1-0, driving in Martinez. But then Carolina scored in the third and fourth. Jesus Chirinos, a solo homer to tie it. And then Eduardo Garcia, an RBI single in the fourth, gave the Mudcats a 2-1 lead. And a big, big pivot point in the game was Edbert Perez doubling to down the right field line in the fourth. But then the runner, Garcia, getting thrown out of the plate by Noelbert Romero to keep it just a 2-1 game. The Shorebirds responded by scoring three times in the fifth. Elio Prado, a solo homer on the first pitch of the fifth. Frederick Bencozme scored on the wild pitch, and Trenton Craig had an RBI double to wrap the festivities in the fifth. In the sixth, Elio Prado, another extra base hit, this time an RBI double, drove in Luis Valdez to make it, at that point now, 5-2. Carolina made it a one-run game again, or a two-run game again in the sixth, as Jefferson Caro scored on a throwing error while trying to take third on a wild pitch. That made it 5-3 at the time. Then the Shorebirds, they controlled the scoring the rest of the way. Steven Acevedo, an RBI triple, and Frederick Bencozme, a solo homer, In the ninth, his first, the Shorebirds to wrap up the 7-3 win. Final line scores here in this one for Delmarva, 7 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, they strand 8. Carolina, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, they strand 6. Connor Grady gets the win, he improves to 4-6 on the season, while Miguel Segura takes the loss for the Mudcats, he falls to 2-2. Dylan Hyde gets the save, his first with the Shorebirds in the second attempt. Pitching lines for Grady and Hyde, by the way. Grady, a quality start. 6 innings, he allows 3 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Hyde picks up the save, going 3 scoreless, allowing just 2 hits, a walk, and striking out 5. We started at 6:03, finished at 8:17, time of game 2 hours and 14 minutes, in front of 875 spectators here at Five County Stadium on July the 12th. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 27-54 in the season. They are now 6-10 here in the second half, 12-31 on the road, and they have won 4 games in a row. Mudcats, they fall to 40-42, 6-10 on the second half as well. They are now 24-16 at home, and they have lost 6 games in a row. Let's get you those Carolina League scores. As around the Carolina League, doesn't look like anybody else's final quite yet. After 8, Down East Wood Ducks have taken a 6-3 lead over the Columbia Fireflies with 2 in the 7th and then 3 in the 8th. 6-3 Down East leads it. Lynchburg and Charleston, it's all River Dogs. 10-0 Charleston. So with the Shorebirds win and presuming Lynchburg goes on to lose, the Shorebirds will be out of the cellar. Delayed game between Salem and Kannapolis. They're in the bottom of the fourth, dealing with some rain in Salem. Red Sox with a 3-1 lead right now over Kannapolis. Myrtle Beach tied with Fayetteville at 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth, and Fredericksburg trails Augusta 3-0 from Augusta in the bottom of the fifth. Birdland update for you. The Orioles taking their 8-game winning streak on the road to Chicago and Wrigley Field. Top of the second, it's the Cubs 1 and the Orioles 0. Round the rest of Birdland, D.L. Hall with 5 very good innings for Norfolk allows just an unearned run. So right now, the Woo Sox lead the Tides right now by a score of 1-0. That's in the top of the 7th, Woo Sox with the bases loaded and 1 out. Bowie got postponed against Akron due to rain, as well as Aberdeen getting postponed. Actually, I had seen pictures of this, but it hailed so hard in Aberdeen that their center field wall got busted, and they had to postpone the game because of that. Postponed reason on Aberdeen's MILB page is the venue. Unreal. So Eston Kersad's debut will have to wait until tomorrow. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds and Mudcats will be playing a morning game. 11 a.m. tomorrow, Davey Cruz on the mound for the Shorebirds, no record, and a 2.19 ERA. Going up against Steven Cruz for the Mudcats, he is 3-3 with a 4.28 ERA here this season. First pitch, 11 a.m., we'll try to talk to you for the pregame show, 10:45 or 10:50, depending on when I wake up. But anyways, tomorrow, 11 a.m., so if you're at work, you'll have something to listen to while you try to act like you're being productive. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Big thanks back to everybody in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time tonight. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 7 and the Carolina Mudcats 3. Shorebirds' winning streak extends out to 4. Elio Prado, his first career homer. Frederick Benkozman, his first Delmarva homer as well. Trenton Craig goes 3-for-4. And the Shorebirds roll behind Connor Grady's quality start, his fourth win of the season, and Dylan Hyde, 3 shutout innings out of the pen to secure the save. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.